Can ticket number 549 go to counter number 7?
Can ticket number 29 go to counter number 14?
Can ticket number 549 go to counter number 7? Can ticket number 550 go to counter number 7? Can ticket number 45...
PPS number.
669541S. S for sugar.
Date of birth.
7th of September 2006.
Place your hand on the window to scan your barcode.
That's why I'm here. My barcode was stolen.
You're in the wrong place. You have to go to the security department.
Yes, I know that. I've been there already. And now they say I've got to come here and get this green form stamped. You just need to stamp it at the bottom.
You have to go to the security department if your barcode has been stolen. You can only come to this department if your barcode has been lost.
Yes, I know this. You see, it is lost, but I didn't lose it. Security did. You see, I reported my barcode stolen because it was stolen, but then security lost the new barcode that they ordered.
If security lost your barcode, then they must fill out a separate form for internally lost barcodes. I can't do anything here.
Yes, I know. I know that too. They've done all that, and everything has been sorted now, apart from this one form. All they need now is for you to stamp this form, saying I am who I am on the system, and then I can get my new barcode.
But you're no longer on the system.
What?
Once you lose your barcode, you're no longer on the system.
But I didn't lose my barcode. But security did. You just checked me out 2 seconds ago on your computer. You took my PPS number, you checked my details. You even know my name without me telling you. Go on, tell me my name.
Beau Bridges.
See? That's me. Beau Bridges. You see, I am on the system. I'm right there.
That is just the old PPS system. It is unreliable. We only use it alongside the barcode system until the barcode system is fully implemented. Now that you have told me that your barcode is lost, your file is invalid. I have to take you off the system.
No, don't do that. Please don't. See, it wasn't lost. It was stolen, like I told you. And then security lost it, not me. Don't take me off the system. There's a new barcode waiting for me at security. I just need this form stamped.
If your barcode is stolen, you go to the security department and they issue you with a new one. If it is lost, you come here and we suspend your file until we can reissue and insert your old barcode. To do this, we need to put you into another system. A new system.
What new system?
And system newer.
And system newer? Is that a joke?
It is not a joke. The government takes the alleged loss of barcodes very seriously. Barcode theft is on the rise. Unsystem NUA is for citizens who do not have a barcode because they have or have not purposely failed to register themselves, have or have not been registered by a parent or guardian, may or may not be eligible for a barcode because of a previous fraud, and or citizens who claim to have lost their barcode.
But I didn't lose it. Security did.
That is not my problem.
So how long does it take for me to get a new barcode from this new system?
I can't say.
Well, would it be a day, a week, a few months, a year?
I can't say. It could be any of these. There is no way of knowing. But there is a backlog.
But it's important I get it quickly. I've got a job. I got a job on one of the new arcs. If I don't get my barcode sorted today, I can't go. It leaves tomorrow.
There is nothing I can do.
But you can. All you have to do is stamp the form. I'll bring it to security and they'll add it to the 20 million other forms they've already filled out. And I get a new barcode. Today.
But I can't stamp your form. You're no longer part of this system. I keep telling you. You have to go to Ansystem NUA offices in the southwest.
The southwest? But that's over a day away on public transport. And how am I supposed to get on public transport without my barcode? And even if I did get on, I can't afford the travel tax. Please, Can't you just stamp the form? For a job.
Are you the eldest in your family?
What? The oldest? No. But yes, I'm a twin. I don't know which one of us is the oldest. Why?
I'm just checking the system. Only the eldest in the family is permitted to get a job first. It's a new law. Is your sibling working?
No, he's not working. I know about the new law, but I've got a special dispensation.
Dispensation?
I'm an artist. The government picks 10 artists a year to work on the arcs. I've been chosen. Out of 200,000 artists, I'm one of 10 who's been picked this year. I have to board Ock Ocean tomorrow, but I need my barcode.
There is nothing on your file that says you are an artist.
Well, what's that supposed to mean? What exactly is that supposed to mean?
All artists are required to submit a letter outlining their aims, motives and any objections in a clearly typed, legible letter to the public office of their local district. Any artist who does not do so is no longer eligible for the artist register and will have barcode rights curtailed.
Objections? What objections? I don't have any objections. I just want to work and get paid for it. I never heard about this letter.
A letter went out to all registered artists on the 39th of June this year.
39th of June. That's when my barcode was stolen. That's why I didn't get the notification. I didn't have my barcode. Look, I can do the letter. I can do anything. But please, will you just stamp my form? Please?
You must submit your letter within the next 5 days or your barcode rights will be curtailed.
But I don't even have a barcode to have my rights curtailed. Okay. I can do the letter. I can do that, no problem. But will you stamp my form for me?
No.
You won't?
No.
If I don't get my barcode sorted today, right now, then I can't go and work on the ark. Don't you realise that?
I've told you already, I'm not permitted to stamp the form. You have to go to Unsystem Newer offices.
Look, I have one brother who will never work. He just won't. He's sick, you know? My mother is also sick. And she has to look after my brother full time, even though she's partially blind. You have made me say this. I have to tell you about my life, embarrass myself, humiliate myself just so as you will listen to me for 1 second. I have to find money for us. Money for medicine, money for fuel, money for food, money for bills and taxes for things I don't even understand. And I've got the money. I've always got the money. But to get this money, I've had to do things. Bad things. And now things have come right for us. But you are stopping it. Just you. No, nobody else. Not the government, not the computer, not the system. Just you. I know you're doing this because you don't know what it's really like. If you knew what it was really like, the places I've had to go, the things I've had to do in the dark where no one sees you. If you knew these things, you would stamp the form 10 times over, system or no system. But you will never know what it's like. And I'm glad you'll never know. Even though you're not helping me, I'm still glad that you will never have to do the things I have done.
Look, if I stamp the form, I'm in danger of losing my job, and then I won't be able to support my family. I'm not going to lose my job over a stamp on a sheet of paper. Can you understand that?
I get it, I do. I get it. I know how hard it is for you. What about if you just left the stamp near the window, under that gap? What if, while you were checking out my file in the computer, you moved the stamp and ink pad out of your way and put them near me? What if you put it right beside where my fingers are tapping the counter? What if you did that? as we talked. I stamped the form. It'd be nothing to do with you. You might be so busy checking my file on the computer, you wouldn't even notice.
It would get discovered at some point, I'm sure of it.
Not for weeks and weeks. There's a backlog. You said so yourself. I'd be well in the ark before it was discovered. And they'd know that I was a legal citizen anyway and just put it down to a clerical error.
You might be far away, but I wouldn't. I'd be here. You'd be on the other side of the world, but I'd be stuck here, in the rain. I have to stay here and deal with this rubbish. I'll never get the chance you have. I'll never get on the arcs.
Well, you never know. Something might come up on the ark, and I'd remember you helping me. If something ever come up, I would think of you. I'd recommend you or someone in your family. How would they even know it was anything to do with you? There are 25 different clerics here at least.
There are actually over 200.
200? What do they do all day? How would they know out of 200 clerics that it was at this desk that I stamped the form?
It's still risky. I could lose my wages. I could lose my wages for a week or 2 weeks or more. There could even be an investigation.
An investigation would be serious. What about if there was some kind of risk compensation available?
Risk compensation? What kind of risk compensation?
What if a full week's wages was left somewhere for you to collect?
It would be better if it was 2 weeks' compensation.
2 weeks?
And a week's supply of fuel.
And a week's supply of fuel?
Is there anything else I can help you
with? All right. The fuel too.
I'll just check your file and see if it is still valid or if it has been suspended.
I can see your address on the system. I will be there tonight at 9 p.m.
Tonight? But I won't have the money until I get paid from the ARC. I can't get that for tonight.
Sorry, it appears that you're still suspended on the system. There is nothing further I can do.
Don't you realise how hard this is for me to get all that stuff? I will have to do you something. If you give me until tomorrow, it gives me time. I'll phone a man I know one last time. I'll have it all tomorrow evening, I promise you. Please.
Tomorrow lunchtime. I'll come tomorrow lunchtime, and if you don't have it or are not there, I'll put an alert on your file and you'll be arrested immediately. Do you understand me?
Okay. Fine. I will be there tomorrow lunchtime.
With the fuel.
With the fuel. Okay, pass the ink pad near my hand so I can stamp the form.
I'll stamp it myself. No one will know. Like you said, any one of us could have made a simple mistake.
Yes.
Is Bo in?
Bo?
Yes, Bo Bridges.
Are you sure you've come to see Bo?
She is here, isn't she?
She?
Yes, she. Can I see her? We have an appointment.
An appointment?
Yes, an appointment. Is there an echo here or something? Is she here or not? I don't have much time.
Bo is my son.
Your son?
That's what I said.
Bo Bridges?
Bo Bridges, there's that echo you were on about.
But Bo is a girl. The Bo I spoke to was a girl.
Well, it wasn't him. You must have the wrong Bo.
The Bo I spoke to was small, thin. She had blonde hair, tied up in a ponytail. She had a scar across her left cheek and a scar on her hand where her barcode was stolen.
And did she have two different coloured eyes?
Yes. Yes, she did.
That's not Beau. That's Rian, my daughter. You'd better come inside.
Are you okay with that case?
Yeah, it's fine. You're not sick then?
Do I look sick?
Or blind?
Do I look blind?
Partially blind.
What is this about?
The barcode. Has your son got his barcode? Was it stolen?
Stolen? No. Many's tried, stupid place to insert them on the hands. Stupid idea. I said that the first time they brought them out. We could see that coming a mile off. The thieving. But sure, they don't listen to us anyway.
So you haven't reported it stolen?
Haven't I told you already? It's not been stolen. Beau? Beau, would you come here a minute?
What is it?
Show this woman your hand. She wants to see your barcode.
My barcode?
You're not deaf, you heard me. Show her your hand. Your hand. The flesh is pulled right off the palm. Don't tell me this was Rian.
Her own brother.
Well, she has done some things, but what's the point of this? Why would she do this? What use would his barcode be to her? And hasn't she got one of her own anyway?
I'll report her immediately and get her arrested.
Arrested? Who are you?
Social welfare. She came in looking for a form to be stamped and...
And you did it?
Yes.
Without the proper checks?
I felt sorry for her. She said she was an artist and got a job in one of the arcs. She's not an artist, is she?
Not unless you mean a con artist. My boy Beau here is the artist. Beau is the artist in this house. Won several awards for his work. That's them up on the wall.
Are you going with the Ark when it's at sea?
Me? The Ark? No. No. I'd never be lucky enough to get in one of the Arks.
What's the suitcase for then? You going on holiday? You going on holiday and you just decided to drop by here?
The suitcase?
Yes, the suitcase. Why exactly are you here anyway? Why would someone from social welfare have to come and see someone who they just stamped a form for? Someone you didn't even check out properly on the system?
I'm here because... The truth is I hate the system. Every day is exactly the same. As soon as the doors open, we tell people the same thing over and over again. God forbid you get an idea and tell them to do something different. I spent 4 years at university and I might as well be in a coma for all the difference I make. The only chance you get to move up a level is if someone dies or leaves. All I ever hear is how lucky I am to have a job in the system. I can't leave unless the risk is really worth it. Getting on one of the arcs would be really worth it.
So what? You were going to go with Rian? Run away?
I was going to try. I was thinking about it all last night. And I thought she could maybe help me get on the Ark. We kind of look alike. There would be so many opportunities there. Do you think she still could?
No. Only the chosen get to go. It's not for the likes of you or me. No good will come from any of this. How will she get in the Ark anyway, barcode or no barcode? They'll see she's a she, not a he. How is she going to get through security?
She's cut off all her hair. And she's put on my clothes. They'll never know she's Rian and not Beau.
This is very serious. She's broken the law and she's now no longer part of the system.
She's better off, if you ask me.
Better off? She's worse off now than ever before. Rian has stolen your identity for her own selfish means. Her own brother. Even if things are bad, you don't run away. You stay and fight. Do you know what this terrible system has done for us? I'll tell you, will I? I'll remind you. That wheelchair you were sitting in for a start, it took us 9 long years to get it. 9 years of your body being passed from one department to another. 9 years of constantly being inspected and injected. But we didn't give up. The system finally decided that to have not working arms and legs was a valid enough reason to get a chair. It might not be a great system, it might even be a bad system. But it's all we've got. And I don't see anyone coming up with anything better. We can't all go around doing whatever the hell it is we want. If everyone did that, I'm telling you now, we'd have worse things to complain about. There'd be absolute chaos. Rian will spend the rest of her life
looking over her shoulder. She will never be able to come home. And you, girl, you might not like your job, but a time will come when you'll see it's better than nothing. It's far better than being left to your own devices outside the system. If I was you, I'd get back as soon as possible to that job of yours and forget all about the Ark.
She's on Ark Oshi, in case you want to wave goodbye or stop her. I guess I'd better go. Back to work.
Oh, Bo. Why has your sister done this? And to you? Why must you two always be against each other? You even fought in the womb. Rian pushed you into this world. A gooey, blood-soaked child, you arrived gasping for air. She landed next, with her hands set in fists, ready to win her next earthly fight. After a rainbow, we called you, your father and I. We gave you a name to share. But all you two ever want is for each other to tear.
Rian never pushed me. She never pushed me at all. It was me who jumped first. I was only ever breaking her fall. You always said I was weak. She battled me strong. She's the only person who saw me as her equal, and not just the boy whose body was all wrong.
Are you actually defending her, even after what she's done?
Artists can apply to live on the Ark for a time. But I knew they'd never accept a broken body like mine. When she told me her plan and the lies she had woven, I gladly let her pull out my barcode. Let on it was stolen.
I can't believe this. I can't believe you went along with this. It's not just Rian. It's the two of you that have my heart broken.
Bridges?
Yes?
Letter from home.
Thank you.
Hi, Rian. I hope you're doing well and safe on the Ark. Mother's been going on again about how you pushed me out of the womb and how both of us have now broken her heart. I would do it again, though, without a second thought. But you owe me big time. So make sure you get what you want and you're never caught.
So make sure you get what you want and are never caught. I hope my art gives you the chance of a better life. And you're at this minute sailing on the high seas, new lands, and dreams in your sights. It was only a show to have artists on the Ark. I'm sure the government don't know their arse from their art. They can't tell the difference, so you will be fine. They'll never know that your art is really mine. Is it true they don't have wheelchair access there? That's what I've heard. An oversight, maybe, but I bet nobody cared. I want you to have what I never could. So keep roaming the waves and live free as a bird, like everyone should. I'll say goodbye now, and hopefully not for good.
Thank you. you.